You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
On this Friday, we welcome you into the Gym Class on KGYM. Great to have you with us, 1600 AM. And most of the work, maintenance work, has been completed. Might have a little bit of tidying up to do, but for the most part, it's going to be smooth sailing here on in for the grand old 1600 AM. Also, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, along with 107.5 the Gym OT, and in Iowa City, it is 106.3 FM. Thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate it. You also listen at kgymradio.com. Also available, of course, on your various apparatuses out there as well. Scott Unash from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Buttons on the other side of the glass again today. And Mark Dukes from his back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids as we get ready to kick off a Memorial Day weekend, I guess, unlike any we've had, for a long time anyway. Mark, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Scott. Admittedly, not 100% today, but no excuses. We're going to make it through and have some fun.
We are. We got a topic to talk about later on in the program today, and our topic is going to be your favorite sports duos throughout history, whether it be in the college ranks, the professional ranks, what have you. It can be high school ranks if you are so desire. We're going to go over those coming up in about 20, 25 minutes or so and get your recollections of some of those great duos of the past. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Do appreciate everybody interacting with us. That is also our phone line as well. Again, that is 319-366-1600. And thank you, 8077. Just fired up a cigar and cracked a beer sitting on the porch. Great to hear you guys and great to have you listen to us. And
cheers, 8077.
Yeah, and if you're doing likewise, cheers to you out there as well. Please keep the social distancing up. And I know this is the usual kickoff of the summer, and hopefully it will be the usual kickoff of the summer. And can still do a lot of things out there, just to be cognizant of doing them with social distance and with all of the precautions out there, as well as just using good old common sense out there. And we'll get through Memorial Day 2020 without a hitch, we hope. And I won't be in Indianapolis.
No.
First time in 20 years we're not going to be in Indianapolis. That's going to feel weird, a little bit strange and unusual tomorrow, but we're going to get through it okay.
Yeah, normally you take off tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, normally taking off in the morning, be back Monday. So it'll be a little bit different out there. But there are some, I know that NBC is going to do a nice special about the Indianapolis 500 coming up tomorrow. Some behind-the-scenes footage that has not been seen before, they say. So should be interesting to see how that all plays out. Of course, we have the Coca-Cola 600 coming up on Sunday evening from Charlotte. More racing as well throughout the weekend from down at Charlotte's Motor Speedway, which right now seeing a deluge of rain going through there. Just seeing that a little bit earlier on today. Again, 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. We're going to get to our topic coming up in a little bit. There's a little bit of news to talk about today. Big Ten news, University of Iowa news, if you will. And like I said, things coming out of the Big Ten today, I guess for good or for not so good, depending on your outlook as far as if you are a devotee of Big Ten media days or media days in particular, or if you weren't a big fan of media days. They have certainly changed over the last 20 years or so, but the Big Ten announcing today, really no surprise that the 2020 Big Ten football media days in Chicago are canceled. And that is not a surprise. I think the bigger question now, Mark, is that will we ever have Big Ten media days or media days, period, for really any league from here on in?
Well, I think the SEC and the ACC are the only leagues still planning to go forward with Big Ten media days. And, you know, by and large, a whole lot of information didn't come out of Big Ten media days. And unless you had Bo Schembech or Woody Hayes or Hayden Fry or somebody like that, and there's a few dry coaches out there in the Big Ten, but you were able to collect audio and video of player interviews and whatnot, and perhaps this will be done virtually. That's to be determined.
I think that is going to be the case, certainly for this year. You can bring the, you know, one of the changes that we are going to have due to the fight against COVID-19 and the coronavirus, and if you, me, Kirk Ferentz can all master, you know, Microsoft Teams or Zoom, I think we're okay.
Yeah, I was on a Zoom today for the first time ever.
Were you?
Think about it. In 3 months, Skype, Zoom, what's next?
I have no idea.
There's a lot out there, but not for this old boy.
1345, yes, I think the Big 12 is doing a virtual media day, I think. And I think that's going to be the case for most everything out there. Now, you're not... I mean, it curtails. Todd and Alex have done a great job over the years, and Tyler, too, prior to that, as far as Big Ten media days are concerned, going up there and broadcasting live. And obviously, that's not going to happen this year. And like I said, I'm not sure what the landscape is going to look like as far as informational meetings like that are concerned as the future is concerned. And we will miss that. I mean, back in the day when you had Bo and Woody Hayden there, you know, this was, you didn't have nearly as much information or nearly as much, I guess the word would be just connection with the football teams or basketball teams or whatever the case may be that you do now. So, you know, the world has changed. Technology has evolved, Mark.
Well, it has. I mean, back when I was doing the Big Ten football media days, I say back then, it wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
You could saddle up to a 8-foot round table with a bunch of other sportscasters and broadcasters and writers, and you could sit down with Bo Schembechler or, you know, George Perlis, whoever it may be, and those were really entertaining sessions.
It was. And then you get the ones that are off the record sessions.
Yeah.
Usually afterwards. And those were quite entertaining as well. Still have those to a certain extent. But the cigar filled back rooms of the day, I think, are definitely a thing of the past. And I think this is probably, I don't think there was really a shot of them coming back, but they're pretty much gone now for certain and for good. And that might be a good thing, actually, out there. So
there is news out of the University of Iowa today, Scott. As you know, the university has announced a pilot program that will slowly initiate our return to normalcy on campus. Select coaches and staff will return on June 1st. Football players to follow June 8th. Men's and women's basketball players on June 15th. All activities will be voluntary, and student athletes must go through a formal clearance process in order to participate. So Iowa's expected to implement limited occupancy of buildings and spaces, use of personal protective equipment, et cetera, et cetera. So coaches back, at least football coaches, on June 1.
Yeah, and athletes coming back shortly thereafter, and I would imagine just listening to the comments of the athletes, especially the football players, which we have been able to get their comments, that I think they're certainly ready mentally to come back. Now, it's going to be interesting to see. Now, I guess the question is not necessarily for the University of Iowa, but for other schools out there. there's going to be some, you got to think there's going to be somebody out there that, for whatever reason it may be, and they don't really even need a reason, just for their personal protection and well-being, that may say, okay, I choose not to do this. I don't want to volunteer to go in. And it's going to happen, and it's going to be interesting to see how the sports world is going to react to said person once that comes out.
Yeah, voluntary often doesn't mean voluntary.
No, it does not.
It means something quite different. So, but this year, I agree. It could be it could be some opt to be voluntary this year.
Yeah, and I think you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. No doubt about that. Pardon the pun there, but yeah, you got to make sure that these people are okay with going to whatever. And now, trust me, they're going to do their very best to make sure everything is spick and span and up to code and whatever the case may be, as far as weight rooms and meeting rooms and whatever the case may be. You know, they may be some of the cleanest places around, some of those college places. So, especially where the athletes are roaming in the summer. So, I think they're going to be okay there, but I anticipate there is going to be somebody that's not going to go through with the rest of the folks out there, which will be interesting to see. Your thoughts, 319-366-1600, if you'd like to weigh in.
Again, I would agree, and I shouldn't be surprised if it does happen, and no one else should either.
Exactly, and they shouldn't get they should not be ridiculed. They should not be given a bad time by their teammates, by the media, by society, by fans, whatever the case may be. It is their prerogative. It is their prerogative. 1381. Who I believe is a friend of the show, by the way. Still waiting for Mark to do a story on the Big Ten Skyriders, the precursor to Media Days in Chicago. There you go.
You know, John, that predated me. I wasn't on the beat when that was happening, but I know Gus Schrader was, and he'd be part of that group of writers that would fly around and hit a different campus each and every day and report back. And all the stories there. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. Hopefully somebody wrote a lot of those down and made sure that they are kept alive out there. It'd be a great book. I'm not sure it's a coffee table book. Some of those stories might get a little blue. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But it would be a great subject for one out there, no doubt. 319-366-1600, text line. Phone lines available to you. We're going to get to our topic coming up in a little bit as well. Best sports duos or favorite sports duos for you of all time. And we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. I believe the University of Illinois also announced, Mark, that they are going to go back. They will have classes as well. They're planning on that. And at least at this present moment, Memorial Day weekend, going forward, as far as classes are concerned in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois.
Yeah, I believe it's three schools down, Ohio State, Illinois, and Iowa, that have announced return to campus. So we'll see what the rest of the league does.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that. That may be more. But those three I know of.
True. True. And so we'll see how that plays out. That's going to start June 1st, by the way. So yeah, we'll look forward to that. And hopefully everybody stays safe. And hopefully you know, we continue to go as far as the right direction is concerned here. 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We'll get to our topic coming up in a little bit. We mentioned there's racing coming up this weekend. And also we have our second golf event. I don't want to say exhibition match. It's not an exhibition, is it? I mean, sort of is.
Charity event.
Charity exhibition event. Charity event. How's that? But this one is the bigger of the two. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning teeing it up down at Tiger's course down in Florida. And should be very interesting. And Charles Barkley, Justin Thomas will be on-course commentators. And Brian Anderson, I believe, is going to be the host for that one. That is going to be on TNT. And that will, I believe, that's Sunday, correct, Mark?
That is correct.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And as, you know, the one, I think the first game last week went off well with McIlroy and DJ and Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolf. But that one was a little bit, even though they tried to, they got a few good quips out there. And but that one was a little dry. This one, I think, is going to be everything but dry out there. I think there's going to be more talking than there are times of silence coming up in Florida on Sunday. And I think that's going to be a big part of it. And you bet your bottom dollar these guys want to win this thing. Not that the guys last weekend didn't, but I think there are going to be a few more eyeballs on this one because of the fact that Tiger Woods is involved, as well as Phil Mickelson and the two football players.
It's an interesting format. It is four ball with the holes 1 through 9. The everybody plays their own ball, in other words. The amateur player will be given 3 handicap strokes on the 9, 1 each for par 3, par 4, and par 5. And then the last 9 holes is modified alternate shot. Every hole, each player will play from the teeing area. Ball will be chosen from there, and then it will be alternate shot the rest of the way in.
Interesting. Hmm. Interesting. It's similar to kind of a shamble format, which is what a lot of the outings around here uses. Everybody tees mm-hmm. off. You take the best tee ball, and then everybody plays from there. And this will be a little bit different with the alternate shot there. Oh, there won't be anybody on the case of their partner when they put themselves in a – Tiger gets put into a fried egg lie in a bunker by his football-playing partner. There won't be anything going on like that coming up on Sunday.
So I think it's Tiger and Peyton against Phil and Brady. Is that right?
I believe so. Correct.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to watching it? 319-366-1600. I would imagine that Tiger's side will probably have a little bit more as far as the juice is concerned, folks wagering and folks pulling for that side anyway. There are a lot of Phil Mickelson fans out there. I count myself one of those that follow Lefty and his exploits out there. But this will be a fun golf match, I think, coming up. And that will be on Sunday down in Florida. Looking forward to that. By the way, with Memorial Day on Monday, no shows on Monday for both our program and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They will be back coming up on Tuesday, and we'll have that starting at 3 o'clock. We're going to continue, by the way, our cavalcade of talking with folks and checking in with them that we know of from around the country. We talked with Mia O'Brien yesterday. Who works in Jacksonville, Florida, does television sports down there. Got a great conversation. If you missed it, you can go to our website at kgymradio.com and listen to the podcast. Found out a lot of things. We're going to go from one side of the equation, Mark, with Florida welcoming people to conduct their games, et cetera, down in the Sunshine State. We're going to go to the opposite coast where things are not anywhere close to that. We're going to talk with our friend Jared Ahrens on Tuesday, who does television down in San Diego now, TV reporting. He's not in the sports gig. Every once in a while, he will step into the sports arena, but he's more of a newsie now. And we're going to talk to Jared Ahrens coming up on Tuesday. Looking forward to that.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to get a whole different picture than what we heard in Florida, that's for sure.
Yeah, because California is not sure about football in the fall. Cal State universities are going to be virtual for the fall semester. That was reported a couple of weeks ago. There's still the jury is still out as far as the PGA Championship. If A, it's going to be played, B, if they're going to be fans, more than likely not. That is scheduled to take place in San Francisco at Harding Park, and I believe that will take place, I think, I want to say September if I'm not mistaken, about that. And that is certainly up in the air still. So there's a lot of questions to be answered as far as what's going to happen in the great state of California. And we'll find out more about that coming up on Tuesday. We keep Jared up, too, because he's a morning guy now. He does the morning news, so, you know. Although they're two hours behind us.
It'll be 1 o'clock out there. Yeah, come on, Jared.
Come on. You're just have some lunch with us and just getting off of work, and he'll be in the prime of his day right there. All right, 3:24. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll dive into our topic here in just a little bit. Your favorite sports duos of all time, college, professional, it can be high school, whatever the case may be, from the present, from the past. I don't think we'll be able to dive into the future unless you know something that we don't know. Buttons is giving me the shoulders up. I don't know. Maybe future. Maybe Buttons has got a futures bet that he doesn't want to let us in on. I don't know. 319-366-1600. Text line available. Phone lines available to you as well. Gym Class coming your way on this Friday, the pre-Memorial Day Friday. Back with more after this.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. As a member-owned cooperative, you share in DePaco's success, not an elite group of stockholders. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for participating in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. DePaco members, whether young or oldish, can earn. Since 2016, DePaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Reimagine your outdoor living space with Alexander Lumber and Trex. Choose the enduring beauty and durability of Trex composite decking. It's engineered to eliminate time-consuming maintenance while providing superior scratch, fade, and stain resistance. In other words, you spend much less time taking care of your deck and a whole lot more time enjoying it. The experts at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander will help you create the deck of your dreams. Contact them today to start the design process. Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander, both in Iowa City.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football and the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
It's time to get your lawn and garden in shape, and the Solid Waste Agency is here to help. Linn County residents can pick up free compost at our Cedar Rapids location near Check Village. We have no contact loading available to keep you and our staff safe. It's easy. Just hold up a note that says compost. Stop at the scale house first. That's mandatory. Wait for a thumbs up, then head to the compost pile. Our staff will load pickups and trailers. Residents, please observe social distancing rules. Get hours and details at solidwasteagency.org.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brammelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
3:28, back with you on the Gym Class on this Friday here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM. As well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City and, of course, 107.5 FM, the Gym OT here in Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass here from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Going to get to our topic here in a moment or two. They're already coming in on the text line at 319-366-1600. Ratings back from Wednesday night's NASCAR Cup race at Darlington, that on FS1, and everybody thought it was a really good idea, and television is also backing that up a little bit because of the fact that ratings were up from last year as far as the race at Darlington was concerned. That was on NBCSN. That was the Southern 500. This one on a Wednesday night. That one was on a Sunday night, by the way. Just under 2.1 million viewers on FS1 and a rating of 1.22. That's what came in as far as the race is concerned. And granted, you look at that and you go, well, that's not that much. But you got to put it into perspective. And the perspective is it was up. And for a midweek race on a non-major network, that's... I think Fox will take that, and NASCAR will take that, Mark.
Yeah, I think so, but there wasn't much competition either, so we'll take that with a grain of salt, but I think NASCAR will feel differently about it.
True. 319-366-1600. They're hoping for a big one this week with, of course, the Coca-Cola 600 coming up at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. 319-366-1600. On this Friday at 3:30, as we get ready to tackle our Friday weekly topic. And this week, we are going to talk about your favorite sports duos of all time. The Batman and Robin, if you will. Although, is that a bad example, Mark? Because Robin's looked at as a sidekick. I don't know. Maybe. But two guys that they can be a hero and a sidekick, whatever the case may be, that you thought were pretty cool growing up or even now. 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there. And they are all over the board right now. All over the board. From the 563 area code 0206. WWF Tag Team, the Road Warriors. I was kind of wondering if we were going to get some wrestling talk in the conversation today. Thank you very much. We did. Appreciate it. 1527, this one transitions across all ages and all levels of sports. An ice cold in any barbecue. Ha, ha, ha. Jerry Rice and Tim Brown as Oakland Raider wide receiver tandem takes a close second behind an ice cold beer and barbecue. By the way, which should be number one for anything.
Richard on the text line would vote for Swan and Stallworth. Len Swan was my favorite absolute hero as a kid.
Those two made Terry Bradshaw look really, really mm-hmm. good at times. Same thing with Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer back there. 6921 dives into the world of broadcasting as we talk about our favorite duos of all time in the world of sports. Pat Summerall and John Madden. Someday you could do most, what is this, bodacious model in sports? Whatever. Anyway, Summerall and Madden is what they're going for.
You get it.
I got it. I got it out there. 319-366-1600. Were Summerall and Madden maybe the most loved NFL broadcasting duo of all time?
Yeah. I mean, you had Costello and Gifford and...
Well, you had Meredith, though. That was a three-man booth.
Meredith, yeah.
Yeah, you had three men in that booth, so that was a little bit different.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
How about Enberg and Merlin Olsen? Those two also in there very much. Dick Enberg and Merlin Olsen, both were terrific out there. 56-41. How about the last two Packer quarterbacks, Favre and Rodgers? A duo, certainly. Rodgers learning at the feet of the master. And who knows, maybe their new quarterback will learn at the feet of the master, Aaron Rodgers. We'll see.
1288, Jordan and Pippen, and Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen.
I was wondering how long it was going to take till we got Jordan and Pippen, especially with the Last Dance being so mm-hmm. Being so fresh in everyone's minds at this point. 53-38 as one of mine. Loved watching these guys play for the Jazz, the Mailman, Karl Malone, and John Stockton. They were dynamite together. Shame they never won a championship.
80-77, Ron Gonder and Mike Riley.
Oh, man.
How about that?
Yeah, and, you know, with all apologies to, you know, there were some very, very good duos as far as Iowa Hawkeye broadcasting is concerned. Of course, you had Jim Zobel and Ed Podolak, or Jim Zobel and Bobby Hansen together. Brooksy had a lot of guys in the booth over the years.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of different people out there, so... you can put Bob along with everybody else out there. 64-29, Shaq and Kobe before their egos brought an end to that duo. Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And 0478 also saying the same thing. Shaq and Kobe out there.
Right, I'm on my Facebook page, Lorenzo Neal and LaDainian Tomlinson. Spoken like a true Charger fan, Adam.
Josh Schamberger from down in Iowa City, Coralville would agree. He's a big Charger fan. I'm not sure if he's still on the bandwagon now that they're the Los Angeles Chargers. He was a San Diegan, so he was big up on that. 35-04, Kittle and a microphone. George Kittle, our friend, former Hawkeye with the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, he and microphones get along very, very well out there. 319-366-1600. You could also go, of course, over to the central part of the state and say, you know, going back in the day, Pete Taylor and Eric Heft, they were a very good, not that John Walters and Eric are not, both very good duos. State of Iowa's been very, very blessed as far as broadcasting duos are concerned as far as their college team. Same thing with Gary and Kevin and Gary and Scott Peterson as far as football is concerned.
No doubt about it. And let's see. Kittle, I totally agree with that. That's a really good one. I'm going to go with Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo.
Oh, man. That is a good one. That is a good one. Of course, those two, not only great teammates, Chicago Bears, but also if you've ever seen the movie Brian's Song, and if you haven't, I would suggest you do so. But, boy, you better have a hanky nearby. I'm just going to say that. By the way, I was very surprised that more people, when they took the survey of the Gazette, did not have Brian's Song in there. So. Oh, and 35-04 with a salvo to to Iowa State fans out there. I don't know if we want to say that one or not. That's a tongue-in-cheek one. Go ahead.
Are you sure it is?
Well,
Matt Campbell losing to Iowa.
0206 says Dallas Clark and George Kittle, both San Francisco 49ers. Tight ends. 56-41. Maybe this is Troy. Alvin Kamara and Le'Veon Bell won me a fantasy football title a few years ago. Very good. Very good. Kyle, thank you. UNASH and Dukes followed closely by Balbinot and Brommelkamp / Ryder / Kuhn. He's getting everybody in there. Everybody involved in the whole thing. Thank you very much.
25-23. Dwight and Banks.
That was one I had.
Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce.
Indeed. Yeah, I was waiting for somebody and hoping somebody was going to say Tim Dwight and Tavian Banks, because those two guys were basically tied at the hip since they were in junior high school. One going through City High, of course, with Tim Dwight. Tavian Banks going through Bettendorf. Ran into each other. Just think of the fun we could have had, Mark, if the new system of the high school football playoffs were in place when Tim and Tavian were around. Because they would have more than likely met in the championship game for two straight years.
Absolutely.
Instead, they met, I think, in the second round both years and played in front of just absolutely amazing houses. Both went on to play at the University of Iowa, and both got a shot, of course, at the NFL. Injuries sidelined Tavian Banks, but well, you know what Tim Dwight's career looked like as far as the NFL is concerned. They were, of course, Tavian was a soccer guy too, and Tim was really a world-class high school track athlete. So thank you very much. Kudos to 25-23 for saying Dwight and Banks out there.
13-45. How about Fran McCaffrey in conference championships?
So we got a back and forth now between Iowa and Iowa State fans, you think? could be the case anyway. 64-29. Must be a Dolphin fan. Could be a Bruiner. Mark Clayton and Mark Duper, the Marx brothers, back in the day for Dan Marino. So good job by him. 64-29. Thank you very much. Do appreciate it. As they get a little love to the Miami Dolphins out there. 319-366-1600. As we come up on 340, talking about your favorite duos all time. As far as the sports world is concerned, we've heard from broadcasters, we've had football players. We haven't had a whole lot of baseball players as of yet. Not a lot of baseball players. I do have one, a baseball duo.
McGuire and Sosa?
McGuire and Sosa, I think, could be one, certainly. That's not one I put down. I put down guys on the same team when I was growing up. The two guys I thought, even though they were not on my favorite team, that were just amazing and I could watch all the time were Robin Yount and Paul Molitor for the Milwaukee Brewers. Those guys were just magic up the middle. And remember that Robin Yount used to play infield for the Milwaukee Brewers before he moved on to a very good career out in the outfield for the Brew Crew out there.
Before that, the Fence Busters out in San Francisco, Willie Mays and Willie McCovey.
Oh, there you go. Very good. Very good. 319-366-1600. 1381, Ed and Lou Bannock, the wrestlers for the Hawkeyes. The brothers Bannock. Very, very good right there. Leo in Iowa City, a Cub fan, obviously. Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant. Cub fans hoping that duo will not be broken up this year. Can't imagine at this late date it will be, but you never know how the world of baseball goes. We shall see, but thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600, text line. Phone line as well if you'd like to reach us via that method. That is 319-366-1600 as well. What do you got written down?
Well, one obvious, Jack and Ernie.
Yeah, that's at the top of my list.
Yeah.
Followed closely by Tiger and Phil.
You talk about Clayton and Duper. How about Zonk and Kick?
Yeah, another duo for the Miami Dolphins, the 1972. How about Montana and Rice? Good one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. Kyle weighing in again with Maverick and Goose, of course, from Top Gun. Is the new Top Gun, that's been delayed, right, with the whole coronavirus and things like that, I believe.
Ask me.
You're not up on pop culture or anything like that. 319-366-1600, phone line as well as a text line available to you here on this Friday as we talk about the great duos all time as far as sports are concerned. I also wrote down in baseball, Trammell and Whitaker, who were terrific up the middle for the Detroit Tigers back in the day. Yes, kids, the Tigers were really good at one point. Give it a Google. They won the 84 World Series. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's bring in Craig from Cedar Rapids, who wants to talk a little bit about Iowa Hawkeye duos on this Friday. Craig, good afternoon. Happy Memorial Day.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Do you guys remember back in the Hayden Fry era, a gentleman by the name of Ronnie Harmon, and I believe the quarterback was Bohannon in them days. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very good duo back then. Brought a helped to turn the Hawkeye football fortunes around, certainly.
Absolutely. Go Hawkeyes this fall.
There you go. And we hope there is a this fall. Craig, thanks. Appreciate it.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Craig weighing in on the phone lines at 319-366-1600. Yankees, Moose and Mariano Rivera. Another good matchup right there. 0647 on the text line. I'll let you get to that in a moment. 0647, Art Monk and Gary Clark for the Washington Redskins. The Fun Bunch. Give that a Google, kids out there. Go ahead, Mark. Let everybody know what you're you're doing that for.
Well, I'm going to read Kyle's, but I don't agree with him. Hawk and Wimpy.
I loved Wimpy.
Hawk is the part I'm talking about.
I know. Hawk was an acquired taste.
Plus Vin Scully and his stories, no question about it.
Yeah, no question about that out there. 6429, an ESPN listener. Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz. Very good. They do work well together. Very well together in the mornings. And a plug, 9 to noon, right here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3, along with 106.3 FM. Second time we've gotten Swan and Stallworth from 5823. More Steeler love, 6422, as Jack Lambert and Jack Ham, two great linebackers. Number 58 and number 59 for the Steel Curtain defense of Chuck Knoll and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I wasn't a Steeler fan, but I did respect the Steelers.
Yeah, they were very, very good, and those are great duos there. What else do you have, Scott?
I have A.J. Foyt and Mario Andretti.
Yeah?
I think that's one. That's a very good one. Bird and Magic. How have we not had Larry Bird and Magic Johnson as of yet? Those two also tied at the hip with one another throughout their career.
I'm just thinking about this one. Somebody sent me our two favorite female ice skaters.
How about curlers? We have not had a curler as of yet. Canadian curlers. I thought you were going to go after that subject, but we're going to...
No, it's Kerrigan and Harding.
Oh, yeah, Kerrigan and Harding. Very good. Always we'll be together. As well. 35-04, Brady and Belichick. Not anymore. Not anymore. 66-65 before we get to a break here. Hawkeye fan. How about Greenway and Hodge from back in the day for Kirk Ferentz? Maybe the best linebacking duo Iowa's ever had. That is up for debate, I think, but I think they're up there as well. From Central Iowa, 2828, the 515 area code, Sampras and Agassi in the world of tennis. Yes.
And I throw in McEnroe and Connors. Every time they played, I couldn't stop watching.
That was good. Or McEnroe and Borg. Any of those three getting together.
Yeah.
Borg, McEnroe, and Connors in the day. That was must-see television. Hockey, 67-81. Malkin and Sidney Crosby. Thank you very much for that. 87-21, diving into NASCAR. How about the Intimidator, Dale Earnhardt, along with Million Dollar Bill Elliott. And Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior. Another two right there. Need to take a break. It's 3:48. We'll come back with more of your favorite sports duos of all time on our Friday topic. So stay with us. More to come. Gym Class for Friday coming your way on KGYM.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Right now, sports is revisiting the classics.
Got him open and he's got it up.
He lays it in. To the wall!
Seems like your music should, too. And you can. It's called Smart Rock, an infinite library of the best music ever created. Catch it on Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids, 98.5 in Iowa City, or on your smart speaker. The best sports moments in history on KGYM. The best music in the history of the planet on Smart FM.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Get your vehicle ready for Memorial Day weekend. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for just $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine and keep it running smooth with Valvoline Full Synthetic. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you're working remotely, taking web classes, binge-watching TV, or gaming, Dell is here to help you find the right tech. From XPS and Alienware computers that are redefining what's possible with 10th-gen Intel Core processors to the latest top-brand electronics, our seamless tech solutions will help keep you connected. Plus, get free shipping. Call us today at 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
To have some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you in the gym class on KGYM. Button thinks I vetoed his idea of his favorite duo. I did not. You're more than welcome to come in here and say your duo. That's what we're talking about. Favorite sports duos of all time. And getting your interaction at 319-366-1600 as I can figure out which. There you go. How's that one? Buttons is here.
Hi. It's been a long time, actually.
It has been. Too long.
I know. Dak and Zeke.
I thought you were going old school Dallas Cowboys.
No, you got to remember how old I am.
That's true.
I got to stay with my age. It's Dak and Zeke.
I thought you were going to go like Emmett and Michael Irvin or something like that. Thank you very much, Buttons. Appreciate that. Scott and Mark with you here on the gym class at 3:52. I have about 5 minutes, 5 or 6 minutes here if you want to get in your favorite sports duos of all time as we close up shop as far as this Friday topic is concerned. Get you ready for the Memorial Day weekend. Todd and Alex coming up next as well here on KGYM. Maybe the definitive answer, Mark, 6161, has Ali Frazier.
No question.
I mean, how could we have overlooked that one? Ali Frazier, anything to do with Frazier, Ali, Foreman, and Howard Cosell. Those were the ones. Those are the ones, certainly. David and Hudson, thank you very much. CC and Moss. All right. Glavin and Smoltz, that is coming from Cameron. Thank you very much. An Atlanta Braves fan. Actually, you could go whole Braves starting rotation. You can throw Maddox in there, if you will, and among other ones. But, yeah, I got to figure it out there. Rodgers and Jordy Nelson says 21-42. That was broken up a couple years ago when Jordy Nelson left Green Bay, or they told him they would not re-sign him or whatever the case may be. So thank you very much, 21-42. We do appreciate that. Keep them coming at 319-366-1600. We got all your Facebook ones, Mark?
I think we do, Scott, yes.
Okay. Any ones that you want to throw out there?
I don't. I think the only one I had left was Horning and Taylor.
Oh, okay. Going old school.
Yeah, the great running back duo for the Packers.
Yeah. 3504, a man after my own heart, Mahomes and Hill. Thank you very much. That would have taken you to the that would have taken you to the top if you would have gotten that one in sooner. 2523, Hayden and a young Kirk. How about that? How about that? 3263 has yours, Mark. That's Sayers.
Which one was that, Scott?
32, Sayers
and Brian Piccolo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3263 right there. 6665 weighing in with B.J. Armstrong and Roy Marble. Back from the George Raveling Hawkeye days, going into the Tom Davis days as well. Brady and Gronk from 8118. And for the third time, Stallworth and Swan from 8499. That leads the pack, Lynn Swan and John Stallworth. How about that?
Yeah, it does. 2346, so Randy Moss and Chris Carter.
Second time we've gotten Moss and Carter here today. Let's go to Kevin in Cedar Rapids. He's got his sports duo out there to let us know about. Kevin, hi.
Well, I just tuned in. This is great. I can't believe John Lewis hasn't called in with Marison Mantle.
Oh!
Yeah.
That has been curious by its absence. Yes.
All right.
Great one there, Kevin. Thanks. Have a great Memorial Day.
You guys too. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. That one did not pop into my mind, but Marison.
Way too obvious.
Marison Mantle is like Ollie Frazier. That one didn't pop into my mind in there as well. Another one from David and Hudson, Shaw and Banks. We had Banks and earlier on, we had Banks and Dwight in there. 7310 says Ross and Lester. 6161. Oh, that's not a good one. Randy Johnson and the Bird. Not Mark Fidrich either. Second one for Madden and Summerall. That one gets in as well. 1207 says Tom and Terry Brands. Huh? Like that. 2142, Tom Brady and winning. Now, will Tom Brady win over the weekend is the question. That's the bigger question.
I don't think so. He's been concentrating on football. I think Manning has an edge there.
So you think your money would go on Manning and Woods?
Yes.
Okay. Mine would, too, just because Tiger's playing at his home course. And I think that's a big advantage. So let's bring in John. Down at Columbus Junction.
How's it going, guys?
Happy Memorial Day, John.
Hey, same to you guys. I heard you guys talking about duos and the NFL, and I had to call in and show my love for Jerry Rice and John Taylor.
Yeah. I said Rice and Montana, but it can be Rice and Taylor as well, certainly. Certainly the best San Francisco 49er receiving combination I think they've ever had.
Yes, I would agree with you. I would. Hands down.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend, fellas. Thanks as always.
You too.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. John at Columbus Junction weighing in here today. Couple more before we set sail. Cale Sanderson and Bobby Douglas on 1345, 2346. Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen, best running back duo ever, 6665. John Smith and Dan Gable. Thank you for all the texts. We do appreciate it. That was fun, as always, and our listeners never let us down, Mark.
They really don't, and Scott, I'll try to get well over the weekend. I apologize for being under the weather, but we made it.
My wife says Bird and Magic, and we got one for Niemeyer and Roloff as well from Steve.
Mm.
Todd and Alex are next. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
Introducing a new podcast, ESPN Daily. Hosted by me, Mina Kimes. When you want to go beyond your feed, when you want to get inside the score, when you want to get behind the highlight, there's ESPN Daily. Go deeper into the stories of the moment. Get the exclusive access and